trainer Scott Brunton. Well, that was a nice result, the first here in Hobart. First, second and third, got the trifecta, and Cap Hock, well deserved to win on her first up run.
Yeah, absolutely. She's done a good job since coming down here. A good mate of mine, as you know, Richard and Bevan Lemming. Bevan got her leased out and sent down to us. I thought she'd be suited to the wet tracks here, and mate, she's been fantastic, so she hasn't missed a beat. I did train her sister for a guy, Harvey O'Neill, who's an attack of mine. Couldn't get out of his own way, and it was buying cost at a lark. She's a nice horse. Yeah, she's doing everything right, and she'll get a mile, 2,000 metres. So,
Daddy.
Quiet, mate. Yeah, so, yeah, fingers crossed, but yeah, I think we're going to have some fun with her, and all horses went good. The third horse is a really nice horse.
Yeah, well, Golden Reef. We saw about Golden Reef, and King Casper ran second, so...
He's done a good job.
He's done a good job, only the second run, so there's a bit of depth there with all three runners.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought his trial win was a little bit hollow, King Casper, and they're all giving it a bit of a rap, and I thought he beat Walkers, mate, you know, like... But he's just kept on improving. Raced good today. He's picked up a check. You know, I think they've been fairly patient with him. He's done a tendon and whatnot. So he's related to Long Live the King, another horse we got. So yeah. So you know, things happen. Intertwine. You get a horse.
Yeah, all right. Good to see you looking after Angus today, which is he's a handful.
We had 15 horses to saddle up. They're easy compared to him. You've got no idea.
All right, mate. I'll leave it to him. Well done the first race.
Thanks very much, Pete.